Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Is this the healthiest, best decision I could make for my kid today? Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I'm Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series. These are mini episodes that air between our full-length Monday and Saturday episodes to help you take a moment out of your day every day to reconnect with what opportunities you can seize to move in the direction of your goals. Now, this isn't necessarily about kids, but this is a conversation I had with a girlfriend of mine who was struggling with a decision to make around her kids' healthcare. And essentially, she didn't want to do something, and her child's care provider thought she should do it, and she's friends with the child's care provider, and so that was complicating things. She's like, I don't want to let this person down. I have a relationship with this person. I don't want to upset them. And I said, here's the deal. What you need to do is have clear decision-making criteria for your children's health. And then that way, you're making the decision with clarity and not feeling clouded by a relationship. You're not feeling clouded by your feelings. And so we were talking about what that could look like. And I said, you know, it's evolved for me over time, but one of the ways that I make decisions for my kids is by asking myself, do I think this is the healthiest, best decision I could make for my kid right now? So one of my daughters, one of my twins, she's 18 months old, ended up in the hospital with a lung infection and pneumonia, and she was a micro preemie, so those kinds of things, she's predisposed to them, but they're also a little bit more serious for her. And they recommended 3 different prescription medications. I would love to avoid prescriptions for my kids whenever possible, but it was very, very clear, is this the best, healthiest decision I can make for my kid today? Today, while she has a lung infection, today, while she's struggling to breathe, absolutely, positively, yes. Is this the best, healthiest decision I could make for my kid today? It just helps me that sometimes I'm not saying no, not ever. I might be saying no, not today. You know what? I'm going to revisit this in a month, or I'm going to revisit this in the morning. I like having simple questions to ask myself to help me guide my decisions. And this is something that we can and probably should do for ourselves. Somebody messaged me the other day and they were saying that one of their challenges with making good food choices is if they've lost weight recently, they use that success to justify indulging. Like, oh, I've been doing really good, I deserve a treat. Or if my weight is down, then I can have the ice cream. But if my weight is up, then I don't have the ice cream. And it was creating this sort of yo-yo effect and a real lack of consistency. And I said, you are telling me that your criteria for making food decisions is around your size. So if I'm bigger, I can have this. And if I'm smaller, I can't have that, or vice versa. And I said, I think you would do better with longer term or bigger picture criteria. Like, how is this going to impact my energy? Does this align with my health goals long term? Most of us don't have criteria for decision making around our health or our nutrition. Now, with my kids, I like this question. Do I think this is the healthiest, best decision I can make for my kid today? That might not be the question for you that works, but I do think you should spend some time evaluating what are the criteria that I use to make decisions for my health, for my finances, for my nutrition, for my choices. I'll see you tomorrow.